the core event is the establishment of the Sabbath year, the year of Jubilee, and the blessings and curses of the covenant given by the Lord to Moses at Mount Sinai for the Israelites entering the land. The main characters are the Lord and Moses, who delivers the laws to the people, with stipulations concerning land, servitude, and communal responsibility. The context is the Israelites' anticipated life in Canaan, following the exodus from Egypt. The Lord instructs Moses to command that the land observe a Sabbath rest every seventh year, during which sowing, pruning, and reaping cease, and the land's yield is for all. After seven cycles of 7 years, a 50th year of Jubilee is proclaimed on the Day of Atonement, a time of liberty when property is returned and Israelite servants are released. Land sales are to be priced according to the years until the Jubilee, as the land ultimately belongs to God. Provisions are made for the redemption of sold property by a relative or by the original owner. Laws govern the support of the poor without interest, the treatment of Israelite servants as hired workers until the Jubilee, and the redemption of those sold to foreigners. The Lord then details blessings for obedience, including agricultural abundance, peace, security, and God's presence. Conversely, curses for disobedience are described in escalating severity, including disease, famine, defeat, exile, and the land finally receiving its missed Sabbath rests while the people are in enemy nations. The passage concludes with a promise that if the people confess in exile, God will remember the covenant with the patriarchs. In the New Testament, pairing, Christ is described as redeeming people from the law's curse by becoming a curse himself. This legislation establishes a socio-economic rhythm centered on divine ownership, periodic rest, and restoration, aiming to prevent permanent poverty and dislocation. The severe covenant curses foreshadow the future exile of Israel and Judah for disobedience. The promise of ultimate redemption from the law's curse finds a later fulfillment in the work of Christ. As noted in the New Testament connection, the psalm contrasts the blessed state of those who delight in God's law with the fate of the wicked, mirroring the blessing-curse structure of the Levitical covenant.